Yeah, I did a stream right before the show started.
What does that mean?
I had to pee real bad.
Oh, I thought you were talking about white stuff.
No.
Because Leah was home.
It's not that good of a feel-good Friday.
Hey, I didn't know.
That would have been neat, but no.
Didn't happen.
No.
Maybe next week.
Maybe later tonight. You
really?
Maybe no.
You think?
I don't know, man. I don't know,
nice,
man.
Dude.
You know,
yeah.
I don't
Hell
know.
Hell yeah, get
man,
it, get it.
I don't know, bro. We're planning a fantastic weekend, though. We'll get to big stories after the first break. Don't forget Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, and of course at @home_made_man. Tweet at us throughout the evening. We will pick a top tweet in the final segment of the show, and you will be the hashtag top tweet for the entire weekend. Wow, what an honor! Woo! Wear that like a medal of honor to the badge, like a WWE championship belt around your stupid waist. I'm the best tweeter of a nighttime radio show. I made it, mama. Anyway, yeah, do that. Facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow so you can see all the stuff we're talking about with your own eyeballs. Won't that be great? Hell yeah, Will.
Yeah,
bitch. Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
I have a question for you.
When your voice starts changing, that's when you know you're ready to reproduce. Was that a question?
No.
Oh, my bad, dude. Go ahead.
Have you ever had, like, a 12-piece chicken nugget from Chick-fil-A that was so good that you had to go back a half hour just to go get some more?
Wow, I'm impressed, young Jedi. Did he do a 12-piece? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. I usually just keep ordering until I can't breathe. But no, the Chick-fil-A, their nuggets and their strips are quite delicious. And I have eaten enough to where I made myself sick before, if that's what you're asking. Yeah, done that.
Yeah. I literally got home, got my house for 15 minutes, finished the chicken nuggets and the fries, and went back and got two more orders of the exact same thing.
Waffle fries?
Wow.
Waffle fries?
You buy it with your own money?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
There you go,
bud. Well, did you go Chick-fil-A sauce or Polynesian?
Chick-fil-A.
Nailed it.
I like the Polynesian better.
I like them both, but Chick-fil-A sauce is a little better, man. By the way, remember that call we got about the generic Chick-fil-A sauce at Walmart? Bought it.
How was it?
Pretty damn close.
Really?
Yeah. About half the price. But I still like going to Publix and getting the regular Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
It's so baller to have
a brand.
Pantry full of it and a Polynesian. I have them both. Yeah.
I have 3 huge bottles of it in my cupboard.
That's my boy.
Cupboard.
I'm glad.
It says cupboard.
I'm glad we are teaching you well.
My pantry.
Damn right, man. Damn right. Well, keep up the good work, buddy. What are you doing all weekend? You got to sling furniture?
No, I'm off this weekend. I'm fishing with my brother.
Nice. You're not hanging out with Pizza Girl? Carbs?
Yeah. Triple C?
She's out in Texas.
Ooh, that means she's cheating on you, huh?
No.
She visiting or she live there?
Yeah.
She's visiting.
Visiting a dude.
Grandma.
How'd you meet her? Fortnite?
Yeah.
What?
How do you meet girls on Fortnite?
Young and Tender? Is that an app?
Shouldn't be. Better not be.
Yeah.
How'd you meet your girlfriend?
Yeah, we want to know.
We go to the same school.
And you just, like, started moving.
Saw her in the hallway. She was at our locker room.
And you were like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
You thick.
You, like, put your hand over her locker.
Yeah.
We were friends for
like
a while.
She had Zac Efron's picture inside her locker. And you put
closer.
Ooh.
All right, not too close. Not too close now. Take it easy.
Remember that conversation about Becky?
I don't know.
No, I don't. And don't bring it back up, please. You're a child.
Nope.
And so anyway, how did you lay down the moves? Like, hey, how would you like to be my lady?
Yeah. How'd that work out?
I bought her food.
And you were like, hey, bitch,
or young girl. Leo,
do you like this broccoli cheddar soup?
Yeah.
That means you're mine now. This is like prison rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, later, bye.
All right, peace out.
Oh, man, he's sort of, yeah, bye, nerd. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny, it's James. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, pal? Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. I've been on a little Ralphie May bender recently. Mm. Been watching a lot of his old material, and I know you guys hung out more than a few times.
Yeah.
For Feel Good Freestyle Fridays, you got any stories of, like, you and him just, like, getting thrown out of a buffet or, like, you know, racking up, like, a $1,000, like, bill or doing anything like that?
I have a ton of stories about Ralphie, obviously. I think I told this story not too long ago on the show, but people might not have been listening. But one of my favorite Ralphie stories that was locally here was when after we did a show at the Improv, Ralphie, myself, and Mike Calta went to Taco Bus, like the original one on Hillsborough Avenue. And he was so excited about them having the real Mexican soda with real sugar in it. That's all he kept talking about. He's like, Johnny B, man, I heard Taco Bus got that real Mexican soda, the real Coca-Cola with the sugar in it. And I go, all right, man. He goes, I go, well, I'll drink them when I get there. He goes, no, you're going to drink two. I'm going to buy you two of them, baby. And then we went there, and, of course, everybody knew who he was. Everybody was freaking out. And he ended up buying everybody's food that was there. And it was just the
wow.
And we ate. We had a table. They just kept bringing food to our table. We had, like, one of those big round tables that's normally for a family, but it was just Ralphie, Mike, my ex-wife. Ugh, I forgot she was there. But we ate like damn savages, and it was a real fun night. But I got 1,000 Ralphie stories. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I heard, like, he's, like, super generous. Like, he would refuse to let anybody pay but himself.
Yeah, and he also really took care of young comics and up-and-coming comics. Like, if he liked you and he thought that you had potential, he would book you. He would pay you exorbitant amount, like, way too much. I mean, Ron Hortman was another local comic that he loved he would do, like, I think he won the first Calta Cruz contest, and he opened for Ralphie on the cruise the year before I won it. I actually got second to Ron Hartman that year, but you know, he's my guy.
Ron's good.
He's awesome.
I like Ron.
He's really good. So when Ralphie started booking me, he goes, hey, what's Ron up to? And I go, I talk to Ron all the time. And he goes, man, tell him to come see me. And then Ron came up, and so we both opened for him, and he paid us both full open price, which is probably, I'd say, 8 times more than most people pay their openers. Like, a ridiculous amount. Yeah, it's really stupid. Yeah, what he used to pay me. I remember going to Orlando with him more than, I think, 3 times we did a Hard Rock Live. I just had a stroke. Hard Rock Live in Orlando. And you get your own dressing room. You get your own personal assistant. Same thing with the Straz when I opened for him there. But I was at the first time we were at Hard Rock Live, I had Whitmore with me. And they put me in this dressing room, and it's gorgeous. And it's just laid out with these unbelievable furniture. It's like an apartment. It's got a bathroom with a shower. And everything's just beautiful. Drinks, food everywhere. And I said, man, this is the nicest green room ever. And the girl goes, well, Springsteen was in here last night. I go, Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah.
Is there any other?
Yeah.
The boss.
He was, and I'm such a big Bruce fan. I go, was he sitting on this couch I'm sitting on? She goes, yeah. And I just started, like, rubbing my face on the couch. And then I said, immediately, I go, where's Ralphie? And she goes, he's in the other dressing room. His dressing room was nicer than Bruce Springsteen's dressing room. I walk into Ralphie's dressing room, and it's all white furniture. It looks like something from the future. He's got all this. I had, like, Evian water. He had, like, he had Fiji water, right? He had the best stuff. He had a charcuterie board set up. And he's like, hey, baby, eat all this food. And I'm like, why'd they put all this food up here? And he goes, they'll put whatever food I want. So I just told them to make it. And I'm like, okay. And we just sat there eating all his great food. I went back to my Bruce Springsteen suite like it was a goddamn studio apartment.
Oh, man, I'm stuck in Springsteen.
Stupid Bruce Springsteen suite. God, I feel like a hobo. Yeah, so, yeah, but dude, I got stories like that with Ralphie for days. He's awesome. He was amazing.
Thanks for the great stories, man. Rest in peace, Ralphie.
Absolutely. Go watch his videos. He's the best. All right. Later, pal.
See you. Bye.
Later.